Dear fellow students of God's Word, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. This is a verse with which we are very familiar. You could probably also quote it from memory. But do you believe it? Now, I hope we all would say yes. But the truth is, today many, if not most, people deny that God created everything. Scientists theorize that we just randomly evolved, so that there is no need for God, no need for a creator. You can't go to a museum or a zoo without hearing about evolution, and most schools teach it as a proven fact. Those of you who will be going off to different schools will probably be confronted by evolution. In fact, most likely you will be made fun of for believing that God created the world in 6 days, some 6,000 years ago. But God's Word says that He created us, that He created everything. So, do you believe man's word on the origin of the species, or do you believe God's word? It really is a matter of faith, as we read in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Now, why is this so important? That God is the Creator. Well, this weekend, Pastor Tiefel reminded us that we know that we worship the one true God because He is the God who created all things, created heavens and earth. And because God is the Creator, He has the authority to decide the way of salvation. And He has chosen His servant, Jesus Christ, to be the only way of salvation. For there is no other name under heaven given unto men by which we must be saved. Now in John chapter 1, we learn not only that Jesus Christ was with God in the beginning and was God, but in verse 3 we also read, all things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. It's important to remember that the Word that became flesh, Jesus Christ, is our Creator. Have you ever wished that someone really knew you? Knew exactly how you felt? Maybe even knew what was going on inside your head? Now that could be a good thing, allowing people to really understand and sympathize with you. But it could also be a bad thing. Would you want someone to really know everything that you have done wrong? To know every evil thought that you have had? But Jesus is our Creator, and He knows us. In the second chapter of the Gospel of John, verse 24, we read, but Jesus did not commit Himself to them, because He knew all men, and had no need that anyone should testify of man, for He knew what was in man. Jesus knows that because of Adam and Eve's disobedience, we have lost that righteousness and perfect holiness which we originally had before God. He knows every sin that we have committed, every commandment that we have broken. He knows that we are but dust. Dust you are, and because of your sin, to dust you will return. Jesus does not need an owner's manual for the human race, because He designed us and knows us inside and out. And there is no one better to fix us than the one who originally made us. But it goes way beyond a mere repair, for that would not be sufficient. We come out of the box broken, not operating like our Maker intended. Paul said, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells." That was true of Paul, and it is also true of us today. But God also tells us, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Only our Creator can make us a new creation. Almost every Sunday, we pray the words of Psalm 51, which read, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me." Now, why do we pray those words? Apart from the fact that they are in the Bible and God gives them to us to pray, we pray them because God is our Creator, and He is the only one that can create in us a new heart, a clean heart. And that is exactly what He promises to do in Ezekiel 36. "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them." John chapter 1 continues with verse 4, which says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." Now, it might seem obvious that in the Creator is life. After all, He is the one who gave us life to begin with. But it's important to know that when Jesus came, He didn't leave life behind. He could have come in judgment. Instead of bringing life, He could have brought death, because that is what we deserve because of our sin. Remember, as our Creator, He knows exactly who we are and everything that we have done against God's law. But God tells us that He did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Because while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for you. Your Creator died to reconcile you to God and make you a new creation. There is life and no one else. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me." People reject God as Creator, and they also reject God's way of salvation. But we must remember that our salvation is based on God's Word, not on man's word. It isn't something that we have made up. Because God is the Creator, He determines the way of salvation. And He has saved us through His Son, the Word. Because He is your Creator, you are saved. Amen. Now we close by singing all four verses of hymn 351.